There's a great column today in the Sun newspapers across the country, I think. Canada's shameful history of neglecting veterans. And, of course, it takes a look at the fact that Omar Khadr just got $10.5 million and a formal apology. And meanwhile, as I've told you here a number of times on the show, the Liberal government is fighting veterans in court. We're not going to fight with Omar Khadr, but we're going to fight with our own veterans. And this is a quote that really caught me. Mark Burchell is the president of Equitas Society, a group supporting disabled Afghan war veterans fighting the government in court. And he said, "Our outrage has nothing to do with Khadr's rights. All Canadians have rights. The anger is that the government moved quickly to satisfy Khadr's rights, but has failed to do the same after promising veterans they would reinstate their pensions." The founder of Equitas is Jim Scott, and he joins me now. Mr. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Just so that it doesn't sound like me beating up on Trudeau again, because I do enough of that, this started under Harper.
Yes, it did. And, you know, we had some difficulty with the Conservative government. And towards the end of their term under Minister Erin O'Toole, we were making great inroads. And I felt we would resolve this issue. There was an election promise to do better, and that promise has not been fulfilled.
All right. Under Stephen Harper, what they came up with was a new veterans charter that included a one-time maximum $360,000 payout in complex pension entitlement systems for people who have found themselves with disabilities. Why doesn't that work, Jim?
Well, I think it was brought in with the best intentions to give a lump sum to kickstart people's lives when they return. But when you have a 20-year-old that has no legs, there's ongoing care that will go on into the day they die, and you just simply can't liquidate your liability to these people. And when you look at the provincial compensation programs or the previous Pension Act, you know, they would be able to have a platform on which they could go forward on. And a lot of the things in the new Veterans Charter actually claws back, and it's a disincentive for the soldiers to work. So it just, the cases just didn't work properly. And I think that's where the previous Conservative government realized that it was done in the best of intentions. It wasn't working. It needed a change, and we were working towards that change.
You know, I look at a possible $360,000 payout, and somebody who is slightly injured but can still work, if they receive some money to help them get resettled, that's a good thing. If, on the other hand, as you suggest, a young person who may have 60 years yet to live, $360,000 breaks down to $500 a month, and, you know, 40 or 50 years from now, that's going to be nothing. It's not enough now. There should be a lot more individual attention, I think.
Well, yeah, and the $360,000 is for most severely disabled soldiers, someone that's lost both legs. The average settlement is about $44,000. And there is some ongoing programs for Canada's, you know, very, very severe people, the people that are incapable of working at all. But if you took, like, for instance, my son was hit with a Claymore mine, lost his kidney, his spleen, and part of his pancreas. He was given $110,000, but under the provincial workers' compensation program, he would get $1,400 for the rest of his life tax-free. So you just look at the lifetime earning capacity of these young kids that is disproportionately low under the lump sum benefit program. And what they've asked for is that they go back to the previous Pension Act, pension program, which was in place prior to 2006. And the issue here is not so much that we're fighting the government, it's the government's position that they have no duty of care. So they've actually gone to court and says there is no social covenant, there is no duty of care, and that soldiers are entitled to basically welfare. And if we give them anything, that's a bonus. And so that, I think, is what, with the Supreme Court decision saying that there's a duty of care to Mr. Khadr, you know, I think that this is a fundamental right in Canada, that the government has duties to certain people and certainly to the military.
Well, yeah, but that's not what Prime Minister Trudeau said before he was Prime Minister. He was criticizing Harper, and that's fair enough. But he said, we have a social covenant with veterans and their families. A Liberal government will live up to our obligation to Canada's veterans and their families. And there you are in court fighting them now.
Yeah, you know, and the NDP brought in a private member's motion that everybody voted for in the House of Commons, saying that there is a social covenant or contract with the soldiers, and yet they take a different position when they're in court. And I think this is what's so distasteful, is that there's a public, a public message, and then there's a court message, and the court message is very much, there is no social contract, there's no duty of care from the government. So I think we need to, you know, square the circle here, and either what you say in the courts has to be the same as what you say in public, or don't say it in public.
Jim Scott is with me. He's the founder of Equitas Society. They are working with six Afghan veterans who are fighting the government in court. I'm going to read you a couple of things, Jim Scott, and get your comments if you have any on it. Back during World War I, Prime Minister Robert Borden said, "No man, whether he goes back or whether he remains in Flanders, will have just cause to reproach the government for having broken faith with the men who won and the men who died." The soldiers came back and asked for $2,000 to help them get resettled, and he said no. And here's another thing that came back from that same war and that same battle. "If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields." We broke faith. So, we've broken faith since forever with soldiers.
And we have, and we brought this to the attention of the courts, and the courts so far have been very sympathetic to our cause. And what we've said is, though, the Crown Liability and Proceeding Act prohibits soldiers from suing the government on items of remuneration, there's an act called the Honor of the Crown, and the Crown has to act honorably if they make promises long enough and strong enough that cause people to take action. And we argue that the soldiers have joined up to the Canadian military in the belief that they're going to be taken care of by the country, and that they have a duty now to honor that commitment, whether it's in legislation or not. And that's what the courts have ruled so far in our favor. And we're in the BC Appellant Court looking for a constitutional ruling that hopefully will come out this year. But the government has taken an opposite position to that.
Only a few seconds for this, but are you optimistic?
I think so. We had a very good decision in the BC Supreme Court, so it's at the appellant court. But, you know, until it's out, we don't know.
Jim Scott, founder, Equitas Society. Thanks a lot. And all the best to your son, too, by the way.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Derek.
Yeah, and thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.